Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about the Kundalini. What is a Kundalini? If we Google Kundalini, then different pages or websites are showing up. And the information is useless. So, written from people who never had the Kundalini. It's just, oh my God. Okay. I want first to describe the nonsense, what is not Kundalini, or the wrong description of Kundalini. And then, what is true? Okay, so the Kundalini, we are getting enlightenment because the Kundalini will open all chakras, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. And then the enlightenment is there. It's not true. The first question is, which chakras? There's an Indian and a Chinese chakra system, and they're different. And for the Indian, there is no enlightenment for the old Indian scripture. So the Western people have chosen as a right chakra system the Chinese, because then enlightenment is possible. Because for the Buddhistic system is enlightenment, but the real enlightenment was just only one Satori, and Satori is a very low Samadhi. But then they gave out and sold these enlightenment certificates. Okay. We make it simple. So for the Hindus, it's very crucial not to be born again. They're really afraid of it. And so the Kundalini, all the chakras can be open. And then a yogi can go in a high samadhi, or in the high samadhi when all the chakras are open. But he can only remain there a certain time. And if he have one time the Nivikalpa samadhi, he never will get born again. I have again some problems with this. So he is afraid to get born again. Even he can experience a high samadhi, this means he doesn't enjoy his life. Okay, this is also again nonsense. No? If all chakras are open, we cannot function any more normally. Normal. This means we lose our daily consciousness and we go in a higher state. In a higher state, we can't even speak. And we feel only bliss, happiness, love, and so on, serenity, but we cannot function anymore. So the idea is that the Kundalini, we have the Kundalini, then they open all the chakras and we have all the time full power. Nobody can live so. It's not possible. This is whole total nonsense. Okay. Now we come to what is true. The Kundalini is a strong energy located 5 centimeters above the vagina. Okay, men have no problem. Okay, we let it so. Inside of the body. And the Kundalini energy is there, but is not awakened, so the energy, we don't get the energy from the Kundalini. And only when we make the right exercise and then we are ready for the Kundalini, then it's possible to get the Kundalini. The Kundalini is not coming by itself. We have to do something for it. Same is to getting rich. We have to work for it. Okay. And there exist different paths to get the kundalini. The female part and the male part. The female part is we go to a kundalini master and we open up for the kundalini master, and then he can give us a shakti part, or the shakti part is a kundalini, and then we have the kundalini. But for that we have to surrender and to love total our spiritual master. Otherwise we are not open for it and the kundalini cannot go inside of us. Okay. Then the male part is so very exhausting and very strong spiritual exercises our kundalini can awaken. And this was my part and the part of my friend and so on. So what is if our kundalini is awakened? Then the people say you are awakened, okay, but you will need some more information. Okay, when the kundalini is awakened, from that time on we lose our body identification. There is no body identification. As I by myself, I'm identified with my energy but not with my body anymore. Okay, then we are open for all spiritual voices in the cosmos or on universal, and we feel easy bliss. This at least is calm. So people are different and they get different spiritual things through the kundalini, and through the kundalini we can manifest much easier the spiritual goodies, what is fitting to us, not what we want, what is fitting to us. And this is crucial, we are getting the divine inner voice, and we have to follow this divine inner voice. It will lead us to more and more freedom. Okay. And so it is crucial to have the kundalini. But now comes the bad things. If the kundalini is awakened, the people can get mad, or get mad, very many of them, through the different spiritual voices, what they hear. You can read, for instance, the thoughts of other people and so on, all these things, okay. And this is overwhelming. And the people getting sick or even can die because the kundalini energy is so strong. So this to understand is crucial. When the kundalini arises, then I feel directly and bliss, and I can arise the kundalini always, everywhere. It's for me very easy, okay, but not for everybody who has a kundalini, but it's much easier for them than for all the other people. Okay. So when I and my friend, or my friend and I, got the kundalini, we could not work for half a year. So many weird things happen to us. And then to cope with this energy, our body was trembling and shaking like crazy. It is so, if you have a beast inside of yourself and you lose your body identification. So this means in this time we need somebody who we can consult. So each other, we both are therapists before, so we were consulting as each other. And this is so crucial for at least a half year that you can speak for over your problems, because the whole body it's not functioning anymore so normally. But it's like to have a new body. And then after a half year, piece by piece, it got more normal that we could bear the energy and the vibration. It was a really crazy time. And this is the reason why so many people are getting crazy, or not even crazy, psychosis, and so on. Believe me one thing, it is dangerous. And if we make it in the right way, it's like climbing the mountain with the right gear, everything is easy. And then it's not dangerous anymore. Because you know how to climb a mountain, what is dangerous, what to avoid, and this is the same thing for the Kundalini also. So it's my thing, if I know something, then there is no danger anymore. Okay. So this is about the Kundalini. And nobody can convince me on this planet, in this universe, in this cosmos, that you cannot recognize that you got the Kundalini. That is not possible. That is not possible. Or then the guy got enlightenment and he could not understand that he was enlightened. He got first the Kundalini, second there exists no enlightenment. It's all cheating things. The awakening process is you recognize it. And you get first the Kundalini, and so then he was from one night to the next night enlightenment and so on. All this, all nonsense, cheating is nothing from true. Nothing. Okay. Thank you that you could see this video, and bye.